97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Catch their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Stitcher, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks for having us.
So another beer, huh? What do we got today, huh?
Today we're drinking something from Seismic Brewing.
Seismic.
Another magnitude of beer.
Yeah.
I think that's the tagline.
This is another one of the 36 local breweries located within Sonoma County and Marin County.
Nice.
Is that an official number?
It's an average number.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably just, four more probably just popped up
you
while
this,
you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, listen to this show long enough, you're going to get three more popping up here.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is called the Namazu. It's an oatmeal pale ale.
Ooh.
A little bit different than what we've tried on the show in the past. But if you go through our AATMF, as we've done on the show before.
Yeah, can you real quick give us what that acronym means again? Because
absolutely.
I think, people tuning in for the first time probably.
Right, yeah. So, and this is always, like we mentioned before on the show, this is a great thing to take to parties. So if you're mm-hmm. if you're bringing something special, a beer or really any sort of beverage, you can walk through these steps, and it really helps you feel like you know what you're talking about.
Which I need, so
yes,
thanks.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So AATMF is the acronym for, essentially you're going to go for appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. The appearance and the aroma are really critical. Much like food, you eat with your eyes and your nose before it ever hits your palate.
Yeah.
So those are really important things. So just holding this up, this beer up, you have a really, really light colored beer. It looks like a standard ale. It's not terribly dark. I would say this is, it's looks closer to the blonde side than, maybe like a red or anything like that. Really, really, you look at the head of the beer, the head retention is important. You're getting an off white color. That doesn't necessarily translate to the beer as much as helping some of the aroma
okay.
sneak out of there. Digging your nose right into the glass, just take a nice big smell and you're going to get a little bit of pine with this. You're going to get, I don't get any of the oat in the nose, but that traditionally is more of a mouthfeel
okay.
ingredient.
I get a lot of like stone fruit, peach, or apricot in this, mm-hmm. the more I sniff.
As I said.
Yeah, me too.
As I said.
Oh, yes. Again.
As I said, that aroma is really going to, it's going to tell you, your body's going to tell you what you're going to taste before you really truly taste it. And that's really important. Then working into the mouthfeel, you get that oat. The oat factor is really adds a really, really mellow creaminess, right?
Yes.
And when I say creamy, it's not in the dairy essence as much as it just gives it really smooth and silky textures, almost like eating, like eating ice cream, if you would. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those things where it's just really, really smooth.
I think the mouthfeel on this is great. I think, for how, like when you eat, like, it almost reminds me like when you eat like dried apricots or dried peaches, how they have that sort of soft, like, lingering fruit. I think that really holds up in this beer.
Hmm.
I think despite the creamy mouthfeel, I think the carbonation in this really holds up, which is kind of a thing that we always revisit on the podcast.
Yes.
The carbonation level in this beer is not so good. I think this one is perfect. I think there's great balance here. I think there's just enough bitterness in the finish. It makes me want to go back in and drink some more. And I don't find it to be overly drying, which sometimes, even with pale ales these days, I find that they can really like dry out the back of your palate. And I don't find that to be the case here.
Not
this,
at all.
This one feels refreshing to me. I'm getting like,
it's
feel
funny. You smell the hops, you taste the hops, but it only has an IBU rating of 30. So it's really that, obviously the higher the number of IBUs, the bitter and the more bitter the beer is going to be. 30 IBU beer is not very common. To really have that kind of presence and that gentle hand with the hops is really, really, really cool. It definitely gives you that taste and flavor feel of a big beer. This is a good like daytime kind of lawnmower session beer. Hanging out, dude, daytime drinking.
Or morning drinking.
Yeah.
Yay.
In this case.
Yeah. All right, so quick thumbs up, thumbs down around the room.
I'm going to go big thumbs up.
I mean,
this is something that, you're not going to find, especially the oat presence isn't very common in beers. There's very few out there. So if you do find that you like this style of beer, as far as like using that oat, you're probably going to like every other beer that uses oats out there.
Hmm.
This is thumbs up. This is awesome. I'd drink this every day of the week, twice on Sunday.
reiterate what Ben said more. I think it's great. Two thumbs.
Yeah, thumbs up for me too. I would love to watch someone mow my lawn while I drink this. That'd be great. That'd be totally fine with me.
Nice.
You can catch this review and past reviews on the website, 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30 and catch their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, Stitcher, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter. It's hilarious. Just like this, right?
Right.
Right?
That was like button.
Agree?
The like button.
That was very convincing. Thank you.
Another ringing endorsement.
Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being on, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.